KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a high of 77. Radar does show a line of showers stretching from just about east of Brayton, southeastward across Interstate 80, and then to the north of Oneida, where some more moderate shower activity is occurring. The rest are very light and widely scattered this morning, and the activity is moving off to the east-northeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. It was 1 year ago on Memorial Day that Governor Terry Branstad signed the Home Base Iowa bill into law. The law creates several benefits for veterans in an effort to get them to live in Iowa once they leave the military. Casey's General Stores CEO Bob Myers and former Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell are the co-chairs of the Home Base Iowa effort. Myers says a lot has happened since the program got going.
We do know that at this point that the number of hires has been over 1,300. And so when you think about when the program really got geared up and going, it was about a year ago this time when the governor signed into law major pieces of legislation that effectively moved the state of Iowa from a veterans-unfriendly state to a veterans-friendly state.
Myers says his company has hired veterans through the program, and they've worked out very well.
You know, I'm a member of the Iowa Business Council, and the 20 businesses that are part of that, the major universities pledged to hire 2,500 veterans over the course of the next 5 years. And so many of those 1,300 hires are coming off of companies that are part of the Iowa Business Council membership. And so I think we should all be proud of the fact that we've hired that many veterans.
Myers and Boswell are both Vietnam veterans. Boswell says they understand what it means to veterans to be able to get a job and contribute to society once they get out of the military.
The whole idea behind this Home Base Iowa was the fact that 350,000 or plus men and women are being pushed out of the service. They're there, they're volunteers. And so preponderance of those have been in there for 10 or more years. They're not qualified to retire or do anything like that.
Boswell says the program takes advantage of the skills and training the soldiers got in the military.
They got a lot of talent. They got a lot of experience. They're motivated. And so we set out this program to bring them to Iowa.
And he says the effort is not done.
If it stopped today, it'd be a success story. But it's not going to stop. It's going to keep going. It's got momentum.
Myers says the cutback in U.S. forces continues. And while that may turn around sometime, he doesn't see that happening in the immediate future.
We still have a need, if you will, to employ veterans that are leaving the services until that changes, and it may not change, it won't change for the next couple of years. So that's what I see going on right now.
Some of the provisions of the law eliminate state income taxes on military pensions for soldiers and their surviving spouses. It also makes it easier for soldiers to earn academic credit for their military training and experience if they decide to seek a degree at an Iowa college or university. In addition, state boards are required to take into account a soldier's military skills when the soldier applies for a professional license. Those interested in the program can find out more at www.homebaseiowa.gov. In area news, the driver of a stolen vehicle was injured and faces numerous charges after the suspect crashed the vehicle into three vehicles in a house early Sunday morning in Council Bluffs. Police say 22-year-old Mark E. Wilkie Jr. suffered minor injuries during the crash and was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment. He was expected to be arrested upon release on charges of reckless driving, theft in the first degree of a stolen vehicle, and OWI. Police and Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue personnel were called to the area of the 3500 block of Avenue A at around 4:25 a.m. Sunday after they received word a vehicle hit a house at 3515 Avenue A. The vehicle, owned by Terry Hansen of Council Bluffs, was damaged when it hit two parked vehicles and the home of Scott Moore of Council Bluffs. The vehicle was located in the intersection of Avenue A and 35th Street. Police say the suspect vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed on Avenue A westbound. At the intersection of 35th Street, it collided with a minivan before continuing west and hitting two parked vehicles in front of 3511 Avenue A and then hitting Moore's home. Upon further investigation, it was determined the vehicle was stolen out of trainer and that Hansen didn't know it was missing. A City of Council Bluffs building inspector was called to check the structural stability of the home. The trial in the case of a Pottawatomie County man who faces 10 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree in Cass County has been delayed again. The trial for 55-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Underwood was to have taken place in Cass County District Court this Wednesday, but Judge James Heckerman last Friday set the date as July the 7th. A pretrial conference, which was to have been held tomorrow, has now been postponed until June the 1st. It's the third time the pretrial conference has been delayed and the second postponement of the trial. Erickson was arrested on February 23rd in connection with acts that allegedly happened with a minor child in 2011. He's entered a written plea of not guilty to the charges. Erickson remains in the Cass County Jail on $25,000 cash bond. On May the 11th, his lawyer, Jay Mez, filed for a waiver of speedy trial and request for a continuance. In December of 2012, Erickson, who resided in Lewis at the time, pled guilty in a prior case in Cass County District Court to sexual abuse in the third degree. Well, Hamburg has joined the list of Southwest and Western Iowa school districts that have a new superintendent this year, while Red Oak hopes to announce its selection for a new superintendent this Wednesday evening. Terry Keneally announced this past week that he would step down as superintendent so he could take a similar job at Odebolt Arthur and Battle Creek Otter Grove Community School Districts. Keneally was hired by Hamburg last May after the school board voted not to renew its contract with Jay Lutt, who was a shared superintendent with Farragut. Members of the Hamburg School Board will meet Tuesday at 10 a.m. to accept Keneally's registration and release him from his 2015-16 contract. The board will also discuss finding a replacement superintendent and principal for pre-kindergarten through sixth grade at the special meeting. The Odebolt Arthur BCIG schools in Ida Grove recently conducted a superintendent search as well, with one of the three unsuccessful candidates being Tom Messenger, who is one of two finalists to be superintendent at the Red Oak Community School District. He was also named a finalist last month in a superintendent search in Osage. Messenger is principal of the Burlington High School, where he's been for the past 11 years. He grew up in Casey on the Adair-Guthrie County line. The other Red Oak finalist is Deborah Rodenberg, who is director of elementary curriculum and Title I for the Papillion-La Vista School District in Papillion, Nebraska. She was an elementary teacher in Nebraska for 10 years, as well as a former principal of the West Elementary School in Glenwood. Red Oak plans to conduct interviews this week with a probable vote listed on the agenda following a dinner and interview with Rodenberg during a special meeting of the school board Wednesday evening. In addition to Hamburg and Red Oak, Shenandoah also recently hired Carrie Nelson as its new superintendent after firing its previous superintendent during a fraud inquiry that was initially disputed and then dropped. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.